When we live by faith, we are releasing control and defense, we are removing armor that would keep us. 390, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences from the Rhythms of Ever-Present Destiny. Living by faith is something about which many wanderers have written to me. 292 says, throughout, I had an intense desire to know truth, and a faith in a divine order, which sort of fed me and gave me optimism and hope. There was a strong sense of struggle and anxiety, but always an intense desire to know truth and a strong faith in the reality of it existing somehow, somewhere. Even though there was this urge to acquire information, a part of me knew it wasn't so important to acquire knowledge or to do particular things as it was to live the truth of my being, which I could find through seeking God. I wanted very much to love. I'm so thankful for my faith. It has been my most precious possession over the years. I wonder, was my faith a given for me in this life? Is it a chance that a wanderer takes, to risk losing one's faith? Can one fortify one's faith to such an extent pre-incarnatively that there is a momentum? Or is it all dependent on experience and the resultant skill at choosing while in the illusion? Even with pre-incarnative preparation or determination, is it largely a matter of raw experience that must be undergone? I am extremely grateful for faith and also for my desire to see God, because it gave me optimism and hope through valleys of shadows. For the answer to her question is that we cannot count on bringing that gift of faith through, and even if we do to some extent remember that attitude, it tends to fail us when the pace of catalyst gets over brisk. Living in faith is an applied science or art, rather than something we get and then have forever. Cyclically, we will revisit unfaith and all the varieties of fear to which our nature is prone, and the choice to live by fear or faith is again given. Astrea says, what advice I'd give others? I don't really know. Many times I have dived in the water and still could not swim. But I kept diving in. I never thought of myself as fearless, but I guess I have been. I trusted in spirit implicitly. It hasn't been easy. I'm quite strong-willed. 5. Being firm of will helps in remembering to invoke faith. And Laura's comment reminds me of the parable of the mustard seed. You see, I always had faith. It was pretty tiny in the beginning and I did not ask for much. But, sure enough, God gave me what I needed. And it has been ongoing. 6. That's the key, persistence in effort. Part of living in faith is sheer longevity of trying. Sometimes we are in the desert, and can only remember faithful. 391, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences Moments. Persistence of effort requires that we have faith in those memories. The oasis eventually comes, and faith pours like water from a bottomless well once again. And for a while, there is no effort to faith at all. However, there tends to be more desert than oasis in our spiritual topography as well as in our planet's arrangements. Those of you who say, keep in mind that it is faith that you are attempting to express in your life and in your being. Faith does not make sense. Faith gives one no avenue to pride. Faith seems to be the slenderest of all reeds to cling to, and yet the soul who lives by faith, the spirit who clings to faith, the one who refuses to let it go is that spirit which shall achieve advances in polarity, and this is an achievement that redounds not to the incarnational self alone but to the eternal and infinite self. 7. Although faith makes no earthly sense, there is spiritual logic to it. Affirming that all is well, especially when things look the opposite to us, aligns our beings with the most smooth flow of cooperation with the destiny that is at work for us in the present moment. Those of Hatton put it this way, the faculty of hope, of faith, of wishing, of dreaming, is one of the most powerful resources of your mind, and it alerts your entire being so that what you call your future is designed again and again. 8. All is well. That is the tolling of the bell of faith. Above all, let not your heart be troubled. This is under your conscious control, if you choose to claim the mastery over the self. Work when you can towards that point of balance within which you are able to see clearly, not removing yourselves from the thick of things, but rather bringing into the thick of things that sacred asp, that relationship with the Creator within. 9. When we are in conditions which cause us to think scatological thoughts, letting our hearts not be troubled may well demand a profound of will. Yet it remains a sound price, a worthy repository of any needed effort, for there is a paradise close at hand. To the Creator, you are always in a paradise, but each of you is in an illusion which decries the apparent inaccuracy of our previous statement, and it is only by faith that you may feel that love, that acceptance, that forgiveness and that support. It is only by faith that you may continue standing when you feel that life has cut you off at the knees. It, 392, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences. Is only by faith that you can stay alive when you feel that your life is not worth the living. 10. My longest walk in the desert with only memories of faith was a 6-year trek. It was substantially arid for me in the years following Dom's death. I felt cut off at the knees, indeed, I was literally crippled, eventually, existing in a reclining, homebound condition for several years and coming very close to death. The sign I placed before my eyes was simple: faith, the final frontier. I witness to the efficacy of insisting on being a fool for faith. Those of lighters say, to make the leap of faith, as it has been called, to be the fool for the Creator, to seek what is most popularly known as foolishness instead of seeking personal power and glory and riches, this is indeed appreciated. For in your vibration, all of the signs point the other way, if you can destroy yourself enough. It is only when you have stopped destroying yourself with the things that man has made and the walls that man has put up against man that you can see the creation at work and the laws of the creation in price, and thus have an inner feeling that to be a fool, to seek the truth, may have the most important basis of all in your thinking, that of an inner feeling of rightness. 11. The inner feeling of rightness that calling on faith invokes is a most healing thing. It cannot easily be transferred to another soul but subjectively, for the self alone, it can be a powerful balm, a resumption of that inner feeling of being whole and entire. Know yourself to be whole, to be complete, and to be unified beyond all harmonization. This knowledge, this faith of wholeness creates the atmosphere within which the evolution of the spirit is accelerated. The result of this meditation, or prayer, or contemplation, may manifest in many ways: healing, loving, a channeling. There are so many gifts, most of them quite unappreciated, such as the mothering, the parenting in general, the chores, the cooking, the cleaning, the driving. Each activity done by the whole self becomes a devotion, and the pricing of the presence of the infinite Creator becomes constant. 12. That feeling that we are, in our ordinary lives, pricing the presence of the Creator is what the invocation of faith most centrally concerns. For clearly, life often makes no apparent sense. It seldom seems sacred to the outward gaze. And we suffer terribly, all of us. Where is the Creator in all of that? Yet by faith, we can say that the Creator is right here, in the midst of the mess. Those of you who say, 393, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences. The suffering, the ordeal of living, is specifically designed to grab the attention of the interlal mind and then proceed to baffle it so thoroughly and completely that the interlal mind gives up, and the thrust of inquiry moves to the heart. In the heart lies that beingness which gazes at this experience of third density illusion and chooses, in faith alone, to be a part of the love, the good, if you will, of the personal, societal, planetary minds. 13. If we know ourselves to be a part of the good, we can rest easy, even if our roof is the starry sky. Sometimes the weary traveler will lay his head upon a pillow of sodden sleep beneath the stars, because sometimes faith does not produce that which one hopes or expects. It is then that faith is truly blind and truly necessary. It is in the face of apparent unkindness from the universe, from those about you, from those close to you, that you may rely most heavily upon the blindness of love. 14. We live by faith and not by sight, goes the opening line of one of my favorite hymns. And how thankful we are to have that sturdy habit to rely upon in the inevitable times of need. As those of you who say, when you seek to find the way that is for you, We might suggest that your first activity might be to affirm that you live in utter faith, that there is a way for you that is prepared. You do not know what it is, but you can ask in meditation and in prayer for that awareness to come to you. 15. It would seem to the interlal mind that the way to solve a tangle would be to think about it until a solution comes. However, in living, often the tangle is set in a way that defies reason and does not yield to logical thought. It is a tangle designed to be ineluably stuck in one configuration in order to provide certain catalyst. Those of you who suggest that focusing our minds on problems like this is not the skillful way, the one who fears and worries will grow closer and closer to the difficulty that is being perceived within. The person who is not fearing does not hold on to the circumstance or piece of thought or programming which is or is not causing fear. Can you see how the tendency to focus on a problem simply moves you closer and closer to a surety that there is indeed a problem? The faith and will grow smaller, and the problem or difficulty grows larger. The seeker ends up feeling helpless and discontent. The fearless entity moves along and turns the attention to each thing before it, accepting it. 16, 394, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences. Accepting an unacceptable situation is a real challenge. Living by faith is a very authentic challenge indeed. But it does simplify our lives. It is not that we lack free will, say those of you, but rather that we have a latitude in how we cooperate with destiny. Certain lessons are fixed by us before we begin this incarnation, and we need to experience certain material. How we respond to this catalyst is the area of our power and sway. Invoking faith simplifies moving rhythmically with our destiny. We are not saying that there is one fate for each entity, for it is our understanding that each has free will and that each must, of her own free will, choose service to others or service to self. Rather, it is a question of whether you wish to go a straight route or a roundabout route. If there is control attempted in a working pattern, that will change the pattern. The more faith that one is able to express in the moment-to-moment rhythm, the more gently one may meet the unfolding of your particular story, and the shorter will be that moment of centering the self within that identity of being. 17. Blessed indeed is the seeker who is able to come to this moment. For most of us, such times of automatic rightness will happen only occasionally, but we can tend towards faith over time by persistently calling upon it. One says, I am finding that, whereas love is something that has been inadequate to deal with the situations I have faced, it has been faith, even manifested as what I have often viewed as dogged persistence or determined stupidity in many cases, just refusal either to give up, or to yield to despair, in spite of there being no rewards, nor any real interest in the goal achieved. 18.131 puts it more gently, I will work on this thing called faith and not assume that anything is going to happen very quickly. Decades, you say. Well, I can deal with that. I will persist and I will wait, whatever it takes to get there. It is too important to not do whatever is necessary to make it happen. 19. It is most important to pursue faith, and this, in turn, will develop our powers of discrimination and truth. Sometimes, balance is never restored within the seeker, who then, as it is said, loses faith and never consciously returns to a path of seeking. For the undaunted, however, those who continue on the path despite their feelings of disillusionment, discouragement, despair, anger, pain and confusion, balance is eventually restored, and the seeker begins to. 395, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences. Realize that truths, like faith, are not objective but survive. As this concept is assimilated, more and more, the seeker continues on its journey, developing more and more surely the ability to discern those truths which have the greatest degree of congruency for itself, at that particular time. The capacity of faith is also further developed as a part of the same process, so that the seeker rests comfortably with the truth it finds. 20. What is this thing we call faith, that we grab out of nothing and choose to believe in? Why does this work so well? I feel that it is because when we invoke and live by faith, We are moving into that part of our nature which contains the deity, our inner selves, our deep hearts. Those of Ra equal faith to intelligent infinity itself. Questioner, I am reminded of the statement, approximately, that if you had faith to move a mountain, the mountain would move. This seems to be approximately what you were saying. That if you are fully aware of the law of one, you would be able to do these things. Is that clear? Ra, I am Ra. The vibratory distortion of sound, faith, is perhaps one of the stumbling blocks between those of what we may call the infinite path and those of the finite proving, understanding. You are precisely clear in your understanding of the congruency of faith and intelligent infinity, however, one is a spiritual term. The other more acceptable perhaps to the conceptual framework distortions of those who seek with measure and pen. 21 Intelligent infinity is the one infinite creator itself. This presence waits within our hearts. We are only a thought away from tabernacling with the Creator in the sanity of our own deepest hearts. It is a choice much preferable to spending time worrying and fussing within our minds, and it is a choice within our grasp. Very quid with faith and deity is the faculty of hope. Those of Hatton go into this kain a bit more deeply. It is easy to confuse hope with faith. Yet faith is blind. Faith does not have eyes that see, nor does it need them. Faith is an inner sureness and is an invaluable ally to the spiritual seeker. In no way would we discourage any from the cultivation of the faculty of faith, for it is one of the great tools of learning available to you upon the spiritual path. Yet there are situations in which a focus vision has its place and is far more effective than blind faith. That faculty is hope. Help is the development of faith upon a specific area of intent or interest so that there is a vision. 396, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences, which is developed, which affirms all that is best in a situation, all that is requisite in an outcome. 22 Moving forward with this idea in one way leads us to specific affirmations or visualizations, which are a spiritual price discussed later in this chapter. Many are the situations in which I have felt a fixed help in some measure of an outcome, especially when it comes to praying for the healing of those who suffer. It is a very worthwhile faculty. However, it can easily be carried too far, for we do not truly know what the best outcome is in terms of the spiritual values of a certain situation or condition. And so our growing commitment to the discipline of our desire to the surrender to faith is central. Those of you who share, how can one access the spirit? One desires. All entities desire. This is the process of choosing. But what an entity desires is as various as the four winds until faith is invoked by will. 23 Faith is a conscious choice, and to some extent it does involve the surrender of the personal will and desire, and an adoption of a larger viewpoint. When one faces that choice which seems to be the fork in the road, it is especially worth considering to move into this place of asking and dedication of self both individually and as a group. For you see, the attempt to desire well is that which is done by faith alone. The attempt as a group is also done by faith alone, and entities which converse consciously may not be aware of the power and utility of conversation in the silence of the tabernacle of asking and dedication. For no words are spoken, only, what is your will? And, I am your servant, send me. 24 My husband and I pray that prayer of surrender each day of our lives, asking to be shown the paths that have been prepared for us to walk in today. Sometimes we do not like the resulting occurrences that ensue. Sometimes we are tired, and sometimes we must rest. But still we pray that prayer, and live by faith, to the extent we are able, to translate intention and desire into price. I encourage each seeker to avail herself of that powerful agent of comfort and clarification of a life lived in blind faith. For truly, I feel we are those guided well if we but straighten out our tangled emotions enough to attend to the unfolding of our own stories. Invoking faith in our times of confusion is an authentically and profoundly powerful evarting agent within our hearts. A bringing up into conscious living of the way the Creator works within us and within the entire universe. Faith is the cleft in. 397, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences, the rock. May we abide there whenever we are uncomfortable and weary of confusion. May our every doubt and fear find its end in faith. Visualization. One way to work with the mind and the will to rebuild and heal the self is visualization. Those of you who say, the steady visualization of an ill-refining image in order to evoke its wondrous energies is the purpose of many positively oriented magical rituals. The steady visualization may be of any image. However, we suggest that the visualization of be an image which is, indeed, ill-refining and exciting, evocative of all that is best and highest in the life experience thus far. The meditation is held in visualization of one image until the mind becomes fatigued. 25. The magical type of visualization, as well as any visualization, has at its heart a belief in the magic of thought, faith and will. Having done several different kinds of visualization myself, I feel that it is a powerful exercise, and one that greatly improves with price for anyone, even someone who, like myself, does not find three-dimensional visualization an easy thing at all. When Don was asking those of Ra about the technique of visualization, he was asking in the context of our doing a magical ritual that we took from the book, The Magician, his training and work, which is called the Banishing Ritual of the Lesser Pentagram, or the Preparation of the Place. 26. That is why Don and Ra speak of the adept in the quote below. The ritual is meant to be prized by far more trained and skilled adepts than we were. But we felt that we needed to probe the place where we held the sessions with those of Ra, and so we attempted to do the words and visualizations of this ritual some small justice. Certainly our hearts were true. Don asked, questioner, how does the ability to hold visual images in mind allow the adept to do polarization in consciousness without external Ryan? Ra, I am Ra. This is not a simple query, for the adept is one which will go beyond the green ray which signals entry into harvestability. The adept will not simply be tapping into intelligent energy as a means of readiness for harvest, but tapping into both intelligent energy and intelligent infinity for the purpose of transmuting planetary harvestability and consciousness. The means of this working lie within. The key is first, silence, and secondly, singleness of thought. Thusly, A. 398, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences Visualization, which can be held steady to the inward eye for several of your minutes, as you measure time, will signal the adept's increase in singleness of thought. This singleness of thought then can be used by the positive adept to work in group ritual visualizations for the raising of positive energy, by negative adepts for the increase in personal power. 27. There are several good points here. Firstly, this and all these applied spiritual sciences of this chapter are examples of techniques which are moving among the top four chakras, the green, blue, indigo and violet. To do this kind of work, it is well to clear the chakra system first and to make sure especially that the lower chakras are clear and full power is coming through the heart chakra, the green ray. Secondly, those of Ra say that the keys to visualization are silence and focus. Visualization is done within a meditative state of mind. Once the object of visualization is chosen, we need a singleness of mind that is able to focus on that image until we are satisfied that the visualization has been completed. Thirdly, we can see the working of polarity in the Ra's distinction between the way service to others and service to self would properly use visualization. When we consider visualizing, ask ourselves if our object is to raise positive energy or to attain some private desire. Love spells and the like are service to self visualizations, and I do not at all recommend them for positively oriented seekers. Don continues the questioning. Questioner, can you tell me what the adept, after being able to hold the image for several minutes, does to if a planetary consciousness or if positive polarity? Ra, I am Ra. When the positive adept touches intelligent infinity from within, this is the most powerful of Kaions, for it is the Kaion of the whole mind/body/spirit complex microcosm with the macrocosm. This Kaion enables their, shall we say, green ray true color in time, space to manifest in your space, time. In green ray thoughts are beings, in your illusion this is normally not so. The adepts then become living channels for love and light and are able to channel this radiance style into the planetary web of energy nexi. The ritual will always end by the grounding of this energy in praise and thanksgiving and the release of this energy into the planetary whole. 28. This thought, that in green ray, thoughts are things, is a key to how visualization works, metaphysically speaking. In visualizing or affirming an image as real, we are choosing to see the path thought or form maker other. 399, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences than the outer form. It is also noteworthy and well to follow the Ra's instruction to end each visualization with the grounding of the work in praise and thanksgiving, and a releasing of the energy collected during it to the Creator. We as beings do not need to hoard energy. We have infinite energy running through us. It is negatively oriented entities that are interested in the collection and maintenance of power. A visualization is done and then released, not held in the conscious mind. The technique in general is to hold an image for longer than just a moment, and gradually to increase the length of time we are able to hold an image in our minds. Those of you who say, some entities prefer visualizations which are static, others, those which flow. Whichever the seeker chooses, we recommend the object be simple, that is, if a specific object is chosen, let it be a colored object, for instance a blue circle, or a red square, or a rose. One object. Demand of the self that it continually visualize this for, say, one of your minutes to begin with. At 2 week intervals, if the visualization is going well, begin to lengthen that time of gazing within at that visualized object. If the preference is for a flowing visualization, let it be that of watching the waves upon the shore, or the clouds rolling past, or the gazing out at the passing countryside as though one were on a train, or in a small airplane within which one may look out and see the countryside. The time constraints are the same. This is difficult work. However, it has often had good results for those who are persistent. 29. The virtue of simple persistence. It cannot be overrated. But when should we choose to do visualizations? Following the previous advice that the lower chakras need to be cleared, it would logically fall that when we are upset is not the time for this brace. Only damage can be done by the application of rational intelligence to a situation which has not yet become susceptible to rational thought. In this circumstance, the appropriate frame of mind or attitude would be prayerful affirmation. That is to say that any storm cloud of difficulty not direly impinging upon one can, with good results, be placed in the heart, be taken into meditation and be contemplated with affirmative visualizations. 30. Wait until the situation is not direly impinging on us before we settle down to work with affirmation and visualization on it. Then, when we are clearer and more balanced within, we can revisit this situation in our minds, construe our visualization in line with what our desires are for the situation's outcome, and offer them. We can continue in this practice until 400, Chapter 12, Applied Spiritual Sciences. We start to feel the changes we have been hoping for starting to occur. Then we need, once again, to refrain from spiritual techniques and just ride out the process of transformation until we find our next quiet spot and are able to regroup. Those of you who say, when doing work in consciousness, you have a certain amount of spiritual mass which has a certain amount of momentum. When change is desired, prayed and asked for, visualized and preparations made, then there is a very graceful moment available when the realization may come that the spiritual visualization preceding change has been completed, and now the spirit, along with the conscious self in incarnation, must hang on for a bumpy ride, for there will be the breaking to overcome momentum, the proper shift and direction which takes several adjustments, and then the process of gradual addition of power to the direction so that the pace is accelerated once again. The one who attempts to wrest change too quickly is doing work against the self and subverting his own spiritual, purified desires. 31. Magical visualization. In asking about visualization, Don received from those of Ra a good introductory statement concerning techniques of visualization. The type of meditation which may be called visualization has as its goal not that which is contained in the meditation itself, Visualization is the tool of the adept. Those who learn to hold visual images in mind are developing an inner concentrative power that can transcend boredom and discomfort. When this ability has become crystallized in an adept, the adept may then do polarizing in consciousness without external Orion, which can if the planetary consciousness. This is the reason for the existence of the so-called white magician.